الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا اطمأننتم فأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. ولا تهنوا في ابتغاء القوم إن تكونوا تعلمون فإنهم يعلمون كما تعلمون وترجون من الله ما لا يرجون وكان الله عليما حكيما. In the previous ayats was the discussion of how to make namaz when at jihad, at that time how to face the enemy and make namaz, and also while traveling how namaz should be made. Now in this ayat Allah Ta'ala says when there is no jihad taking place and you are not traveling, you are at home, then faithat ma'anantum phir jab khauf jata rahe, when you don't have any fear and you are not on travels, etc., فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ to durust karo namaz ko, then read your namaz properly. Namaz is the most important and at all times it must be read properly. But jihad is so important that for the sake of jihad, if there was namaz was made, if you could read it, one rakat were taken down and then go away and complete that rakat, and the other people come read their one rakat. That was just a special exception for jihad. Otherwise namaz must be made. Inna salata kanat alal mu'minina kitabun mawquta. Beshak namaz musulmanu par faraz hai apne muqarrar waqto mein. Namaz is undoubtedly faraz, as namaz is supposed to be performed and on its fixed times. Here we find a great negligence. Many of us, we don't make all our 5 times namaz on the fixed times. And if we are making, we are not concerned about our family, people, friends, neighbors, etc. That must be also our worry, that how can everyone make the 5 times namaz on its fixed places, make the namazes properly as they are supposed to be made, and we make on their times all the namazes. That is the man with jamaat in the masjid, the woman at home. What namaz, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should say, let us all get together and try and establish at least one faraz of our deen. The faraz of namaz, that we make it properly. Even this greatest faraz is not established properly in the deen. However, after that Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي ابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ aur himmat na haro unka peecha karne se, and do not give up courage in following them up. This was refers to the battle of Uhud, where at the beginning the Muslims had a decisive victory in the battle, but then by some error in their judgment that victory changed into a defeat, and the enemy had killed so many of the Muslims also, and then they went away. But they thought that we had the upper hand of the Muslims. It was the ideal time to end the story of the Muslims, kill them all for one and forever. So they were returning to come. This news came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he told the Sahaba that they must get ready to fight them again. So in that, some of them were reluctant that we have got pains, we have just finished this battle. So Allah Ta'ala says, never give up your courage to follow the enemy. Always be ready wherever the enemy is, however, whenever, be ready to follow them. And also remember, إِن تَكُونُ تَعْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. اگر تم بے آرام ہوئے تو وہ بھی بے آرام ہوئے. And if you are in discomfort, then they are also in discomfort. فَإِنَّمْ يَعْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Just as you are in discomfort, so they are. And further, وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. اور تم کو اللہ سے امید ہے جو ان کو نہیں. And you have hopes of great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. They don't have any such reward. Hopes of rewards from Allah Ta'ala. So you shouldn't be at all keeping back from going after them and fighting them. When they have got courage and they want to fight you, you should have even more courage to fight them. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا اور اللہ سب کچھ جاننے والا حکمت والا ہے. And in any case, Allah is the one who has got knowledge of everything and the wisdom of everything. So this command which Allah is giving you, that you should not be like cowards and stay away from following them and going after them, that command of Allah is also with the full knowledge and wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. So here in this ayat we are taught that we all should be making our namazes and making them properly. And in that also we are taught we should be concerned of our house people, neighbors, friends, etc., whether they are making namaz. And at that juncture we all should consider whether we have told anyone that he should make namaz, whether we took the trouble to tell anyone, a friend, a neighbor, are you making namazes? You must make your namazes. Our children, our families, etc., we don't worry, we don't talk about namaz at all. It is a duty for us to establish the namaz and always to be ready for deen, and we shouldn't be reluctant and weak in the matters of deen, but we should be strong and bold and go forward in all the matters of deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.